So one final question about this case from Dr. Gupta, something I never heard about, and I'm sure it exists, you tell me, which is the issue specifically when you have gastric or bowel involvement of diffuse large B cell, I guess maybe the concern about perforation or whatever, but to avoid anthracyclines in the first cycle. Have you ever heard of that? Do you ever do that?
So there may be two issues being raised here, and one is the risk of gastric perforation when you start chemotherapy. So we do know that patients who have gastric involvement are at risk of perforation. That risk is probably not as high as we originally thought from some of the older literature, but looking at it now, I think that that risk is probably about 5% across the board. So it's a real risk, but it's not very high. I think the most important thing we can do for these patients is get good control over the lymphoma and get that control quickly. So I don't think it personally makes sense to hold back any of the chemotherapy because there's no evidence to suggest that that's going to decrease their risk of gastric perforation. And I think what you're really aiming to do is get control of their lymphoma. So I would say that I would want to come in with a full dose chemotherapy. The other question that might be raised, though, is that from time to time when we have patients that have a large amount of bowel involvement, so more specifically maybe small bowel or colon involvement where there is impending obstruction of the bowel itself, we do worry about giving the vincristine component of the chemotherapy because vincristine can cause slowing of the bowel. And if there's imminent bowel obstruction because of the lymphoma and then the patient gets an ileus related to the vincristine, that can actually put them into a full-blown bowel obstruction. So in my own practice, if somebody has near-pending bowel obstruction, I would likely omit the vincristine from the first cycle to avoid that from happening.